Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest sports developments, including updated odds on the NBA and NHL playoffs, Major League Baseball, fights, and even next season's NFL futures. And don't forget this weekend, as the Run to the Roses is on at the Kentucky Derby. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino and poker games. It's super easy to get started, so head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use our promo code BELIEVE to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. Hello, everyone, and welcome to 100 Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host, Logan Landers, and today I'm going to be recapping the Green Bay Packers 2022 NFL Draft Class. So be sure if you enjoy this video or this podcast, like, comment, share, and subscribe. We go live each and every single week on Facebook and YouTube. You can find clips of our shows on Instagram at 100 Football. And on our podcast, available on any major or minor podcast streaming platform, you can find us. Just look up 100 Yards of Football. And we also have a brand new LinkedIn page. So if you have a LinkedIn, if you want to connect with us over there, please just do so. Just send us an invite. Send us a message. Say, hey, how you doing? I found you from a video, and we will be sure to respond. So let's get into it. The Green Bay Packers 2022 draft class. Well, the Packers had a pretty solid draft class, drafted 11 players overall. So let's get into it. First, overall in the first round, pick 22, the linebacker from Georgia, Quay Walker. Now, myself, I was thinking they would go with a receiver, but at the time, like 5 or 6 of the top wide receivers had already been selected. So the Packers decided to go with just the next best player and not reach for a receiver. So they got Quay Walker, 6'4", 240. A great player for Georgia. Another one taken in the first round. I believe there were 5 or 6 overall. We'll see how he can do. Like I said, going to fill right into that linebacker position. I think he'll be good, right? I think he's going to be a good player. And I think all these guys from Georgia are going to do good. Big shout out to Quay Walker. Good length on him, good speed. Like I said, 6'4", 240. That's a pretty good build right there. So, along with his excellent tackling ability, I think he's going to slide right in and look good for the Packers. Then in the first round, pick 28, we have another Georgia defensive player, Devontae Wyatt, the D lineman. Like I said, they double dipped in the pool, 6'3", 304, big size for the young man, all-team SEC in 2021, athletic for a man his size, a great interior defender, good agility, high motors, never going to stop running. And I feel that if he can develop a little bit more, he's going to be a really good contributor in his rookie season this year. So another Georgia player with a lot of potential. Then we go to the second round, pick 34, Christian Watson out of North Dakota State, the wide receiver, 6'4", 208 is the young man, 22 years old. Some people said maybe one of the most, if not the most, athletic receivers in this class. Good length, deep running ability and speed, great at vertical routes. Averaged over 20 yards per catch and over 105 catches. So, I mean, he's got that big playability that Aaron Rodgers needs. And, he's looking so far like a really good top receiver. He's going to get a lot of yards and a lot of catches this year. So we'll see how the NDSU alum now can do in the NFL. In the third round, pick 92, we have Sean Ryan out of UCLA, the offensive lineman, 6'5", 320. Started 31 games at left tackle in his UCLA career. Freshman All-American in 2019 and first team All-Pac-12 as a junior in 2021. Not the biggest length in the world, and he also may need to transition to the inside game as opposed to an offensive tackle. But he's well big, got a good thick body, good lower body, solid movement, great hands. So a little bit of work, I think, and he could really get things going, the 23-year-old Cam. In the fourth round, pick 132, another wide receiver off the board, Romeo Doubs from Nevada. I like the pick here, 6'1", 204, 22 years old. Caught 225 career passes and scored 26 touchdowns at Nevada for the Wolfpack. Finished with back-to-back 1,000-yard seasons. So a guy with great speed, another receiver that's going to get a lot of balls thrown to him in his first year for the Packers. I like these pickups here. Like I said, they're not the biggest names, obviously, because a lot of the big receivers are already off the board. But I feel the Packers did really well with getting what they can with these receivers. And, I mean, they got some guys, with Doubs, who is a good punt returner as well. So if he's not going to get the most on the field in terms of receiving, he can always help out in the special teams game. Keeping in the fourth round, pick 140, we have Zach Tom, offensive lineman from Wake Forest University, 6'4", 304, 23 years old, started 37 career games at Wake Forest, and 23 of those being at the left tackle position, 14 of those being at center. So he is a versatile offensive lineman, a great elite athlete with great movement, top-tier movement, amazing pass protector. Aaron Rodgers is going to love this guy. All-American 2021, started 14 games, and only gave up 13 total pressures as a left tackle. Three-time All-ACC academic as well, so he's smart in the classrooms. I think he's going to be one of the more versatile offensive linemen for this group for the Packers for many years to come. Fifth round, pick 179, we have offensive linebacker, or outside linebacker, excuse me, Kingsley Inagbare from South Carolina, 6'4", 258, 22 years old, powerful edge rusher with 34-inch arms, and a wingspan of 84. So huge, huge hands. I think, like I said, he didn't have the greatest production. 14 tackles for loss, 10.5 sacks, 4 forced fumbles in the last two seasons. So not the greatest, but he was first team all SEC in 2020 and was a team captain overall in 21. So he did have a serious hip injury, which did hinder his junior season. But I think that hopefully he is fully recovered now and he can contribute. That's why he probably fell to the fifth round and didn't get picked earlier. So hopefully he can stay healthy and produce at the next level. Seventh round now, we are almost at the end. Pick 228, we have safety Tariq Carpenter from Georgia Tech University out there in Georgia. So they went with UGA, they went with Georgia Tech. We'll see how the locker room dynamic is with those guys, right? 6'2", 232, 23 years old. A safety linebacker hybrid of sorts, good size, solid athleticism, and he can play both positions, so that's going to help him out. And he's also a value on the special teams unit. Played in 52 total games at Tech and broke up 22 career passes. Played linebacker at the Senior Bowl as well. And I feel that if he struggles to crack a starting lineup, he's not going to have the most depth. I feel that he's going to be a very good contributor, special teams, at least early on in his career. Until he can develop a little bit more. But overall, another versatile player. That's really what the Packers were really getting so far this year, is a lot of guys who can play multiple positions. Keeping in the seventh round, pick 234, defensive lineman Jonathan Ford from the U in Miami, 6'5", 333, 23 years old. Just a mountain of a man, right? A huge person at 6'5", 333. And like I said, played 50 total games, 30 starts in the ACC, but not the greatest numbers, only 3 sacks and 8 tackles for loss in his entire career. The Packers hoping that he can maybe have that breakout potential at the next level just due to his size. He's already got that amazing size that you need in the NFL, so we will see how Jonathan Ford can progress. And we have it, the 249th overall pick in the 7th round, offensive tackle Rashid Walker from Penn State University. 6'6", 313 pounds, 22 years old. A very experienced left tackle with 32 career starts on the blind side at the left tackle, right? But he did have a knee injury late in his career at his senior season that made him not take some of the pre-draft testing. He did not run the 40-yard dash, so that hurt his draft stock. But he was a 2-time All-Big Ten pick, solid length, good feet. And like I said, I feel that if he can prove that he is going to be healthy, he does have some starting level ability with the right development tools in place. So, like I said, they got him probably at a steal, right, in the 7th round, right? So I think that if Rashid Walker can keep working, right, and hopefully, you know, knock on wood, he's going to be healthy his career, he could definitely become a starter one day for the Packers. And the final selection, the 11th player overall, 7th round pick 258, wide receiver Samori Toure from Nebraska, 6'1", 191, 24 years old, very experienced. He was a Montana transfer, and he led the Big Ten in yards per catch in 21 with 19.5. Played in 48 total games, career games, with 34 of those being a start. And he tested very well at the pro day with a 4.440, so great speed. 5 100-yard receiving games in 21. Really good speed and amazing big play ability. And he also caught 25 career touchdown passes. So looking overall at this Packers draft class, everyone was berating them. Everyone was on Twitter just, what are they doing? Why did they not draft a wide receiver in the first round? Yada, yada, yada. And, you know, then they come back with Torre, with Dobbs, with Watson. So they really made up for it. And as for the offensive linemen, for the majority of the defensive players as well, the Quay Walkers, the Wyatts, King, and everyone else on the board, right? They got a lot of guys who are versatile, some ones who need a little bit more progressing, need some more development before they can get on the field a little bit more. But if I had to grade this Packers draft class, I'll go right in the middle with a solid B. I think they did a very well job. I think these are some experienced guys as well. They're not the youngest group. They do have some guys who are a little bit older, the 23s and whatnot. But I like this class, right? This is a solid class overall. And, I mean, a lot of these guys have some big development to do in a great way, right? I'm not saying it's going to take them a long time. I'm saying that they can develop quickly and they can become excellent players in the National Football League. So I like this Packers draft class. Not amazing, not awful, of course, but I'm going right in the middle with a B. I like them, and we will see how they can progress in their careers. Best of luck to all the gentlemen on the screen here. Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online. So like I said, I've been your host, Logan. If you've enjoyed this video here today, please like, comment, share, and subscribe. We go live each and every single day on Facebook and YouTube. Also, check out our podcast, thanks to the Believe Podcast Network. Available anywhere with the podcast, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, iHeartRadio, anywhere you can think of. We are over there with daily uploads. Check out our Instagram account at 100th Football for clips and our LinkedIn page at 100th Football. Check us out over there and you will see it's another at the moment we're using as another tool to promote our podcast. Go over there and that's another way to listen. So this has been the 2022 NFL Draft Recap for the Green Bay Packers. Please drop a comment. What do you think of this draft class? Who would you have taken differently? We love to interact with all the fans. We've had some amazing engagement with y'all over the last week and a half with the draft. You guys have been doing a tremendous job. And like we always say, none of this is possible without you, the fans. I've been your host, Logan Lars. Have a great day, everyone.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.